It's heading toward us, said Annie. Just like that other time, remember? The pirates came ashore and chased us. Remember Pinky, Stinky, and Captain Bones? Don't panic, said Jack, panicking. He splashed out of the water and ran up on the beach. Where should we go? Asked Annie, hurrying after him. To the treehouse, said Jack. He grabbed his backpack. But the pirates climbed up to the treehouse, said Annie. Pinky and Stinky found. Forget Pinky and Stinky, said Jack. Let's just get out of here. Jack and Annie charged toward the sand dune. They raced up over the top and ran through the tall ferns and grass until they came to the rope ladder. Up, up, cried Jack. Jack and Annie climbed into the treehouse. Pull up the ladder, said Jack. Together they hauled the rope ladder after them. Where's the Pennsylvania book? Said Jack. He looked around wildly for the book that always took them home. He grabbed it and found a picture of Frog Creek. Wait, wait, don't make a wish yet, said Annie. She was looking out the window. I'm not so sure these guys are pirates. Clutching the Pennsylvania book to his chest, Jack looked out the window with Annie. There were three men in the rowboat. The boat rode the top of a wave and came close to the beach. Two of the men scrambled out and dragged the boat from the shallow water onto the sand. They both wore huge, bulky vests over white, puffy-sleeved shirts. They wore round white hats and white pants rolled up to their knees. Those two don't look at all like Pinky and Stinky, said Annie. You're right, said Jack. Pirates never wear such clean-looking clothes. And look at that third guy, said Annie. The third man stepped out of the boat carrying a butterfly net. He pulled off his bulky vest, revealing an old-fashioned suit and a bow tie. He definitely doesn't look like a pirate, said Annie. Yeah, said Jack. He looks like he's never been on a boat before in his life. As the two sailors pulled the rowboat farther onto the beach, the man in the bow tie picked up a stick. He started poking at clumps of seaweed. What's he doing? Asked Jack. The man dropped his stick and picked up something small from the sand. He studied it for a moment. Then he knelt down, pulled a small book out of his pocket, and started to write. Who is he? Said Jack. I don't know, said Annie. But one thing's for sure, pirates don't carry butterfly nets or write in notebooks. You're right, said Jack. He put down the Pennsylvania book. So what's going on? Let's go find out, said Annie. She dropped the rope ladder back to the ground and started down. Jack grabbed his pack and hurried after her. Together they ran barefoot over the hot sand and through the feathery ferns. They climbed to the top of a sand dune and looked down. The three men were still at the edge of the water while the big ship drifted offshore.
Hey, look, you can see the name of the ship, said Annie.
Jack peered through the haze and read on the side of the ship, HMS Challenger.
I'll look it up, he whispered.
He pulled out their research book and searched the index.
It's here, he whispered.
He found the right page and read. The HMS Challenger, HMS stands for Her Majesty's Ship, was a British Navy vessel that served as the first dedicated scientific exploration ship in the history of the world.
Oh, man, said Jack, looking up. That is so cool.
Yeah, read more, whispered Annie.
Jack read on. From 1872 to 1876, the HMS Challenger circled the globe, exploring the dark depths of the ocean. There were over 200 seamen and six scientists on board.
So we landed in the 1870s, said Jack, looking up again. And that guy with a butterfly net must be one of the scientists, said Annie. Come on, let's go meet him.
Before Jack could tell her to wait, Annie darted down the sand dune.
Hey, guys,
she called. She waved her arms.
Hi!
The three men whirled around. Their eyes grew wide and their mouths dropped open. They looked at Annie as if they were staring at a ghost.